Did you know? Darlington has a rich array of local history which may not be known to everyone. What follows are some facts in relation to our housing estates. How many of them do you know? Albert Hill. In 1851, Albert Hill's population consisted of just 12 people, made up of Anthony Hall, the farmer at Nesfield Farm, his family and servants. By 1861, there were 523 residents. This grew to 3,067 in 1871, which then represented about 11% of Darlington's population. Bank Top. Darlington Bank Top Station opened in 1887 after previously originating as the northern terminus of the Great North of England Railways, which linked Darlington with York, and was opened to passengers in March 1841. The station was designed by North East Railway's first architect, Thomas Presser. Branksome. Adjacent to Branksome on the northern side lies the old Darlington to Barnard Castle railway station. Although there is little evidence of this now, having primarily been reclaimed by farmers. When Branksome was first built, it was possible to follow the railway line to Barnard Castle. Red Hall. Footage of the construction of Red Hall is available online. The 20-minute video is on YouTube and showcases tradesmen in the early 70s building the estate. Just try not to look at the lack of PPE 50 years ago. Firth Moor. Firth Moor Live was launched in 2016 and has seen a number of themed events, such as Hawaiian Party, Australian Party, and celebrations for the late Queen's 90th birthday and Platinum Jubilee.
Horton. Horton Liskern was referred to in the ITV series Downton Abbey, as it was a location where Mrs. Patmore would find a cottage that would serve as a boarding house. The great-grandfather of Julian Fellowes, who's the writer of Downton Abbey, was born in Horton Liskern. Herwarth. Middlesbrough Football Club have used Rockcliffe Park in Herwarth as their training centre since 1997. The site was constructed by Taylor Woodrow, who also built the Riverside Stadium. The site was officially opened by Tony Blair. Rise Car. Rise Car was the birthplace of Manchester United legend Charlie Roberts. Charlie was Manchester United's first England international and was born in Darlington in 1883. Lascelles. Streets and buildings around the Lascelles Park area, such as Ramsgill and Coxwold, are named after villages in the North Yorkshire Moors. Park Place. South Park in Darlington is claimed to be the oldest public path in the North East, being created in 1851. The site was originally known as Bellasys Park, the People's Park, Darlington Park, or just the park.
Meet your new housing officers. Over the last couple of months, we have transformed our housing tenancy management team, expanding our housing officers from 6 to 10 to reduce patch size and ensure a more personalised service to our tenants. This has meant that we have welcomed new members to our team from both within the council or from external agencies. We have spoken to all new housing officers to find out what they are looking forward to in their new role. Donna Young. Having worked at the council for 17 years, I feel I have acquired fantastic experience for my new role as a housing officer. I've worked in the Lifeline team for 10 years and the Housing Plus team for 7 years, where I built a relationship with numerous fantastic tenants. I'll be taking over the Skern Park area of Darlington, and I can't wait to meet residents who may not have seen me before. Three things I'm looking forward to in my new role include building engagement in the area and getting out and speaking to all tenants, making a difference for families in Skern Park, and building on my expertise with different agencies, such as the police and Darlington Borough Council Civic Enforcement Team. As our team is growing, I'll have time to ensure that I am out on the estate as much as possible, so watch this space for engagement events. Christina Hall. I've worked for Darlington Borough Council for over 15 years with 9 years' experience in the Lifeline team before moving over to Housing Plus 6 years ago. While there, one of my passions was making a difference to people's lives, which is something that made me want to apply for the Housing Management Officer position. I'm also looking forward to meeting and working alongside new people, learning new skills, and developing my knowledge. I'm looking forward to meeting new tenants and hopefully some familiar faces who I've been working with previously. I will be looking after Cockerton, Hayington, and Heatherwood Grove, and I can't wait to get going. I will be setting up engagement meetings in all of my patches to give you a chance to have your say moving forward. Rochelle Robertson. I started with Darlington Borough Council in June after previously working in adult health and social care as a community care assistant. In that role, I helped older people working towards enhancing their independence in their homes with formal and social supports, equipment, and minor adaptations. I look forward to looking after the Horton and Neasham Road areas. As the Neasham Road site is new, I'm looking forward to seeing this community transform. As well as this, I'm looking forward to working proactively together to solve any issues and working to make sure neighbourhoods are well-maintained, safe, and peaceful places to live where everybody takes pride in their community.
Lexi Mosley. I am the newest member of the team and joined in August 2024, coming from an outside organisation. I will be looking after North Riverside, Mowden Terrace and Rise Car. I was previously a project worker in supporting housing for care leavers and homeless families in Stockton. During this time, I helped residents move into independent accommodation by providing support and housing services. The three things I'm looking forward to in my new role are building a good working relationship with my colleagues, external partners and tenants, listening to everyone's ideas and ensuring that all tenants feel listened to, and finally, doing my best to make a difference. It will also be a bonus not to work night shifts anymore. Nicola Kelly. I have been working in social housing for the last 10 years at Richmondshire District Council as a tenancy liaison officer, joining Darlington Borough Council in January 2022. I worked previously as a refugee support officer for the last 2 years. This has seen me working with people who have fled persecution and conflict from countries such as Afghanistan and Ukraine. This has been a role which has been very challenging but extremely rewarding, as I have helped vulnerable people overcome difficulties as they have settled into life in Darlington. I'm looking forward to embracing my new role as a management officer and working with a new team. My aim is to build strong relationships with the tenants in my patch and get to know them and hopefully work together so that we can create safe, peaceful homes and a happy community to be enjoyed by all. Ryan Payne. I've been working in the housing team since the 9th of May, starting as agency before becoming successful in advancing to permanent housing management officer. I will be starting as housing officer in the Red Hall and Lingfield areas and can't wait to get going. The three things I'm most looking forward to achieving in this area are improving community engagement, improving the local area with sustained estate walkabouts, and spending more time around the local area. With my background in social work, I am also looking forward to helping people who may be struggling or need further support. Darlington Library. Darlington and Cockerton Library is free for everybody. for immediate access to digital books, magazines, newspapers, and audiobooks, visit the website and join for free. That's https://www.darlington.gov.uk/protected/join the library. Full membership, which provides access to physical stock at both libraries, will be granted when you visit the library with some ID. Library customers can search the library catalogue online and request books of their choice for collection at Darlington or Cockerton Library for free. Simply download the Darlington Library's app or visit the website. If we don't have the book you want, you can make a request via our website. The Library's app also has a handy tool where you can scan the ISBN of any book and check whether it's available free through your local library.
Electrical safety. We are required by law to test the electrics in your home every 5 years or when there is a change of tenancy. We will send you a letter when your electrical testing appointment is due. The test is expected to take up to 3 hours. We will switch off all electric equipment before the test, switch off your electricity for most of the test, need access to all electrical equipment, including the fuse board, switches, and sockets. You must make sure we can access all electrical equipment during the appointment. If your inspection is due, you will receive a letter asking for you to contact us to make an appointment. Please ensure you do this as soon as possible. If you have an appointment and need to rearrange, you can also do this by calling us on 01325 405 333. If you do not allow access to your home so we can complete this check, we will consider this a breach of your tenancy agreement and legal action will be taken. Fire safety. Unfortunately, we've seen an increase in house fires in our properties in the last 6 months. Our aim is to ensure that all our properties are as safe as possible, and we work closely with our tenants to provide them with up-to-date information. Here are some tips to keep your home safe. Smoking. Make sure all cigarettes, smoking materials are extinguished. Use a sturdy ashtray with a heavy base to help prevent it getting knocked over. If you can, empty your ashtray in a suitable container on a morning before you have a cigarette. Do not smoke under the influence. If you feel tired, avoid smoking. Never smoke where you sleep. Match and lighter safety. Keep matches and lighters out of the reach of children and vulnerable adults. Limit the number you have in your household. Remove lighters out of your pockets and bags when you arrive home and store safely. Candle safety. Always use a candle holder. Never place a candle onto a plastic surface. Keep out of the reach of children and pets. Do not light candles near blinds or curtains. Extinguish candles before leaving the room. General safety. Test your smoke alarm weekly. Ensure areas in your home are clutter-free. In the event of a fire, get out, stay out, and call 999. For further fire safety information, contact your local fire and rescue service.